January 5, 1922, the divine being is led by an irresistible force to communicate itself to the creature. Jesus cannot bear seeing a soul who lives in his will afflicted because of him. I was feeling very embittered, and my Jesus, on coming, clasping all of me to himself, told me, "My daughter, your affliction weighs upon my heart more than if it were my own. I cannot bear that you be so embittered, and I want to see you happy at any cost. I want to see the smile that the beatitude of my will brings arise on your lips again. Tell me then, what do you want so that I may render you happy again? Is it possible that after so much time in which you have denied me nothing, I should not give you what you want and make you content? And I, my love, what I want is that you give me the grace to always, always do your will. This is enough for me. How much I fear that I may not do it. Isn't this the greatest misfortune, not doing your will, even in the tiniest thing? Yet, your proposals, your very attentions induce me to this, because I see that you want to do my will, not because this is your will, but because you want to make me happy and empty my heart of the bitterness with which it is as though soaked. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, do not permit this. If you want to make me happy, your power does not lack other means to take me away from my affliction. And Jesus, my daughter, daughter of my will, no, do not fear. It will never be that our wills be even just injured. If a miracle is necessary, I will do it, but our wills will never separate. Therefore, calm yourself on this regard, and be cheered. Listen, my being is led by an irresistible force to communicate itself to the creature. I have many more things to tell you yet, many more truths which you do not know. All of my truths carry the happiness that each one contains, and as many truths as the soul knows, so many different happinesses she acquires. Now, in finding your heart embittered, they feel their happinesses being shaded, and they cannot communicate themselves freely. I am like a happy father, who possesses the fullness of the whole of happiness, and wants to make all of his children happy. Now, if he sees that one of his children really loves him, and he sees him sad, pensive, at any cost he wants to make his child happy and to free him from that embarrassment. And if the father knows that that sadness is caused by the love that the child has for him, oh, then he cannot give himself peace. He uses all of his arts, and makes any sacrifice to render his child happy. So I am. And since I know that your affliction is because of me, if I do not see you come back again to your state of joy, and be marked with my own happiness, I will make myself unhappy, waiting for you to return into the arms of my happiness.